Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Three Guys One Up, part of the Three Guys One Up podcast network. This is the podcast we talk about all sorts of games, tech, gaming news, all that fun stuff. I'm one of your hosts, Keith. I'm sitting here with David. What's up, dude?
Hi.
And we're waiting on
Spencer.
And
I'm it.
Yeah, we're waiting on Spencer's slow ass. He was out eating meat, choking on some meat. So we're going to get it going. he'll be joining us shortly, but we're going to get it going without him because fuck him. Well, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk shit about Spencer?
Yeah, he's pretty ugly.
Fill time with that. He doesn't listen to the episodes anyway, so
yeah,
he's never going to know.
I've been friends with Spencer for a really long time, so you can take it from me. He has a very small penis.
The length of your friendship with him is proven.
I'm just saying. After guys have been friends for long enough, you see each other naked at a time or two.
I mean, don't make it run naked, right?
That's not true. Yeah. Spencer's such a prude. He has never been more shirtless in front of me. And in fact, the average number of shirts he's wearing when around me is like 2.5.
Yeah, he's but he's always hot. No, he bro tanks it. He bro tanks it a lot of the time.
Anyway, what kind of like exciting stuff do we have?
Exciting stuff? I don't know. Remember when we were talking about Optimus Prime Lego?
Yes.
Well, that's happening, I guess. So there's a link in our Discord if you want to check this out. Obviously, we knew it was happening, but they gave us a little teaser preview. This thing looks sick. Did you look at the pictures of this thing?
I haven't seen the official announcement. I just saw the original picture that you posted.
Yeah, it's in the Discord. Just, I don't know, you got to scroll up a little bit to see her, but like the transforming action in it and stuff looks fucking great. It looks like the old school Optimus Prime. I'm kind of happy with how old school it looks.
This does look sick. And it's made out of Legos. I'm amazed that this looks so just true to form. This looks amazing.
It does. Comes with his Ion Blaster and Energon Axe. Energon? Yeah.
Energon. Jesus Christ.
That's spelled dumb.
No, it's spelled the way it's spelled. You're just not nerd enough to recognize it.
Yeah, it's just spelled dumb. Hey, what's up, dude? Welcome,
hey,
Spencer, everybody.
Welcome, Spencer. It's me. Welcome, me. Yeah. What's up, guys? Sorry I'm late.
It's all right. We filled the time with talking shit about you.
I figured.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to the show anyway, so.
Yeah,
we know exactly what I would never know.
That's exactly what I said, but I wanted you to know, so that's why I told you.
Right, yeah, it makes more sense that way.
But yeah, first thing we're getting into is just this sweet-ass Transformer Lego set, because we talked about it a bit last week, but I don't know. There's not much else to say about it other than it's sick, and it's $170, 1,500 pieces. Yeah, I'm not going to buy this, but kudos to anybody who does, because it looks cool.
Yeah, for sure. It does look pretty sweet.
Some more just fun random news is Fall Guys. Do you guys see this Fall Guys news? This is actually pretty cool news. Fall Guys will be free on all platforms starting on June 21st. So that means PlayStation, Switch, Xbox, and on the Epic Game Store, you'll be able to access Fall Guys for free.
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Like, what is the rationale? Like, is it a last ditch effort to get people to play, or is it doing so well that they can afford to go free to play?
Right. That is the question here. Is it dying, or are they just like, people are buying cosmetics and crowns and shit anyway, so let's just free to play it, you know? I don't know. It'd be interesting to see the numbers. I haven't looked at, I don't even have Steam open on my computer right now. I haven't played anything. But it'd be interesting to see what the numbers were a year ago and the numbers now, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
But still, cool news if you've been looking
how to find numbers.
if you've been looking forward to playing Fall Guys on your Switch or Xbox, the time is coming soon next month. Just barely over a month away. So
that's cool. 6,000 people in game right now on PC.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's really not terrible, right?
Like, that's probably like, I don't know, 10 times more than Guardians.
Oh,
it wasn't Guardians. It was
Avengers.
Avengers, yeah.
You know what? I bet going free to play and charging for skins is going to earn them a lot more money than just selling copies of the game. And them expanding onto the console is going to open up a huge market for them. I think this is a good move.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, it's maybe not so much just that they're selling cosmetics, but putting it on Switch and Xbox at the same time as going free to play. That's a pretty large market of this type of game. You know, a lot of people are going to put it on their Switch. A lot of people are going to put it on their Xbox. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see the PlayStation numbers compared to the PC numbers right now. I wouldn't even know how to look that up, but, this is a very goofy, easy console game to put on for all ages. So those added consoles is really going to be big for them.
So here's a weird thing. I looked at Avengers and it doesn't even list how many people are playing on Steam on the community hub.
Just like, no, we're tired of people tweeting about our shit.
I'm a little curious. Like, did they pay like Steam to not show that?
I didn't know you could like not show that unless it's just like so embarrassingly low that there's like three players that Steam's just like, let's not show people.
Every other game I'm looking at has it listed, even when the numbers are shit.
So weird. That's real weird.
Was this us? Did we do this? Have we been bashing on this game for so long that they're like, man, we got to just shut it down?
We are that influential, so I wouldn't doubt it. Okay, so yeah, moving on from that, I guess. Cool, free to play, Fall Guys, all platforms, June 21st, check it out. All right, before we move on to like some real heavy shit, I do want to bring up this kind of fun, goofy, lighthearted stuff. Did you see this post that I made in our Discord about this trending meme that people are taking their 3DSs to different concerts to hold them up and film?
What?
Just in terrible, awful resolution. It looks bad, it sounds bad, but I guess there was a picture that turned into a meme of somebody filming some like small indie band on their 3DS. So now it's become like a thing for people to bring their 3DS to certain shows. I guess it's been like Deftones, Tyler the Creator, JPEG Mafia. I don't know who that is, but there's like different groups and entities that are like encouraging this at their shows and like calling the people out in the crowds that are filming them with a 3DS. I don't know. I found that hilarious.
I looked it up. The 3DS camera is 0.3 megapixels.
Yeah.
You can record
640 by 480. Yeah.
At 30 frames per second.
Yeah. And not just that, but the sound, I guess, is the worst part about it. You can't hear
it's absolute dog shit. But it's 3D.
It's so fucking funny. This is a funny meme. Like, if I see a 3DS at a concert, I'm gonna high five that guy. That's fucking great. Good for you guys. Oh man. Yeah, but like some of these bands, I don't know who this band is, but I don't know. Maybe you kids at home do. Anna Managuchi. Have you ever heard of Anna Managuchi?
Anna Managuchi.
Okay. Never heard. I don't know who Anna Managuchi is.
I'm glad I don't.
But apparently they are encouraging more and more that people come to their shows and film them on 3DS and then share that film with them on Twitter. And they're like super stoked about this meme.
That's so fucking stupid. That it seems like a lot of work for no payoff.
I don't. It's funny. That's the payoff, I guess. I don't know. Getting past security. Can you just bring a 3DS into a concert anymore? Like,
I mean, sure. If you can bring a phone, I don't see why they wouldn't let you in with a 3DS.
Why not? Yeah.
People sponsor shit in the concerts all the time, man. Like,
yeah.
Last time I went to a show,
3DS in your gooch, just like
so easy
to film Anamanaguchi.
Like, how many people do you see in a crowd at a show, like doing bumps and stuff?
Yeah,
like smoking joints, doing bumps. Like, if you, of course, yeah, you bring you can bring your 3DS and hide all your cocaine inside of it.
Smoking fat doinks,
doinks.
What?
Yep.
Isn't that a Juggalo thing? Doinks?
I don't know. Doinks? I have no idea.
There's this old video
that I can think of is that clown wrestler.
Oh, yeah. There's an old Vine, when Vine was a thing, of a guy sitting there and he had like this big joint and he looked like he could have been a Juggalo. I don't know. That's assuming. That's bad of me. But he was sitting there just filming himself smoking. He's like, we're out here smoking fat doinks all day.
I feel like it's because of the wrestler, that Doink the Clown.
Oh, okay. Maybe so.
Like, they love clowns, so.
Yeah.
Doinks, Juggalos. Doink. It's all clicking.
It's all the pieces are fitting together real nicely over here. All right, let's move on. Let's get into some heavy shit. I don't want to linger on this too long because it's been in the news all over the place, but I feel like we got to say something about this shooting in Buffalo. Really sad, really fucked up what this kid did. Full-blown hate crime, it was terrorism and awful. The reason why it's coming up in this show is because, unfortunately, he was able to stream like almost 2 minutes of this on Twitch, and I don't know how many views it got or anything like that. I don't know, 2 minutes feels like too long for me. Like, I've seen them take down like side boob in 15 seconds. So 2 minutes of a mass shooting seems like way too much. I don't know. It's just really fucked up that was able to happen.
I saw that Twitch and Discord both released statements on the shooting, but did you guys check those out? I didn't look those up.
Yeah, I have it right here in front of me. I also posted it in our Discord if you're interested in reading these yourself. Discord, I guess it was referenced that he had been in a private Discord chat, and that's how he was able to compile his, I don't know, whatever manifesto or whatever he had written. I don't know. This is an interesting, because I don't know how to feel about the Discord side of it, so I want to hear your guys' take. They said we extend our deepest sympathies to the victims and their families, and we will do everything we can do to assist the law enforcement in this investigation, which I think is the best Discord can do. I don't know. We have private Discord chats. We say some fucked up random shit. It's obviously not this like hate crime type shit, but I don't know. Is Discord really at fault for allowing just another kid to have a private chat? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't fault Discord at all. Frankly, I don't really fault Twitch either. Considering at the time he went live, he had like 20 viewers, and they were all people that he knew and was about this.
And broadcast like specifically for them.
Yeah, shit that gets taken down, like side boom on an Amaranth chat or video or whatever, is because there's a million people watching. Yeah. And somebody reports it.
You're right. Like, I need to put it into perspective that when something like that happens, there's like 40 mods in there along with 200,000 right. people. So like, it, of course, that's going to get taken down a lot faster. So yeah, I'm jumping to conclusions there. Still, I don't know. It's fucking rough that this had to, that this even was able to get through.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, he was a copycat of the Christchurch shooter who did the exact same thing. Like, the only people at fault here are the law enforcement who had him on their radar for years and did nothing about it.
How this guy got these weapons, this ammo, these magazines, all of the above, you know, should not have been accessible to this gentleman.
Why does it seem like so many of these domestic terrorists have been on law enforcement radar and they just sit with their thumbs up their asses until tragedy happens?
Because most of them agree.
Oh.
You think there's a lot of points in that manifesto that a whole lot of law enforcement officers disagree with?
All right. In Buffalo, New York, yeah.
Speaking of the manifesto, I've seen it mentioned, suggested a couple of times that given his inspiration, he should be dubbed the Tucker Carlson shooter. And I'm kind of in agreement.
Man, it would be great to be able to smear two names with one bad nickname. You know, that would be really great. Because, I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to.
It's fucking sickening, man. Like,
it is. Yeah.
The fact that it happened, the fact that nothing has been done to combat online radicalization, because that's what this is. This isn't a mental health issue. This is radicalization, pure and simple.
Yep.
This is the end result of 50 years of far right propaganda.
Yeah, this kid was on a mission. This wasn't just a spur of the moment thing.
Like, this isn't a fluke. Yeah. This isn't an aberration. This is going to happen more and more. And it's real sad and unfortunate that nobody's taken it seriously up until now. And still aren't.
Dude falls down a 4chan hole, and this is what happens when you fall down 4chan.
And that's the thing, right? The manifesto was littered with all these 4chan in-jokes from r/ or from Poll and from, you know, B and all those boards. Like,
yeah. This 100% is racist, 100% anti-Semitic. It was like it checked all the boxes of everything that comes from that cesspool of a website.
Yep. And it's not going away. Like, it's just not. Nobody's taking the root cause seriously. And the problem is like I said, the people who are supposed to be stopping this tend to agree with a lot of the points in these fuckers' manifestos. The El Paso shooter had a manifesto that was almost identical.
Yeah. Yeah. It's again, I don't want to linger too long on this. We could probably talk on this all day.
Real heated if we keep going.
Yeah. I did, like I said, want to touch on it because of the ties to the video gaming world. And
yeah.
It's just terrible. And if, I don't know, if you know of some of these private chats and stuff happening, you need to speak up. This is fucked up. I don't know what else to say about it at this point. Like I said, we could go on for a long time, but it's probably best if we don't.
Yeah. Get on the watch list,
right? Let's go ahead and just move on then. And if any more comes up about the Twitch and Discord side of things with this, we'll be sure to keep you posted on that. All right, there's some more kind of fucked up, shitty news, not quite in the same direction, but this is a really weird, dementedly stupid article that I also shared in our Discord in the 3G1UP channel. And it's an article from The Verge from, I don't know, sometime, like 5 days ago, 6 days ago. About a Texas court who has enacted a bizarre law, mainly because she didn't understand the difference between a internet service provider and a website. So did you guys read this article at all? Yeah.
I read the whole thing, and by the end of it, I lost a good 20 IQ points.
Yeah, you feel quite a bit dumber after reading through this. So,
I mean, the gist is that do you have the article open in front of you? What was the law? It's some bullshit about some fucking grandstanding Mafreeze Peach bullshit, right?
Yeah, so anybody within Texas that has their social media posts or whatever discriminated against is the verbiage used, or the viewpoint of the user or another person is
here it is, yeah,
is discriminated against, then that user is, what was it, they're not allowed to be banned from any sort of like social media platform that exceeds 50 million users a month.
Right. Social media platforms cannot remove, downrank, demonetize, or otherwise discriminate against content based on the viewpoint of the user or another person. And yeah, it applies to any social media site that has 50 million monthly active users. So with the exception for internet service providers and media sites. So
social media network, we're talking Instagram, Facebook, Reddit. I don't TikTok. Even know if Reddit. Yeah, some of these, the 50 million number, I guess, is a little confusing here because it has to be within the United States, right? It can't be 50 million global users. It has to be. I think later on in the article it goes into some of that. But that's like going into like details that actually make sense. Where this gets really confusing is whether this judge actually understands how the internet works.
Doesn't.
This is
yeah.
What this did is kind of opened up some shady shit to be happening in on the internet in Texas. I don't know. Like, there's some weird things that could come out of this.
Yeah, the whole law is so fucking stupid. That's the other issue, is it's blatantly unconstitutional what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... First off, the judge is arguing that social media sites, because they're internet service providers somehow, have to be neutral, even though it's the right who removed net neutrality in the first place.
Right.
Like, no, you don't get to say both things. Like, you're the ones who didn't want net neutrality because you take lobbyists' money and shove it up your butts. And but I don't know what they do with it. I assume that's what it is.
I mean,
the Democrats are doing that much of
it. They can't spend it all.
The Democrats are definitely shoving internet money up their butts too.
Yeah. So, what I was saying is, it's just so ridiculous that they're the ones who got rid of net neutrality in the first place and said that no, ISPs don't have to be neutral for their content. But now there's this judge saying, well, actually, these websites are actually ISPs and they do have to be neutral. There's no logic, there's no reason to any of it, not to mention that the law itself is very clearly unconstitutional. You can't. The other thing it does is it bans these platforms, these websites with 50 million monthly active users, from banning Texans based on their location in Texas. So they can't just, this law is trying to say that a California-based company can't refuse to offer services to Texans.
And it's also saying it takes it a step further that they can't just like not provide them the service.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Which,
like, you can't just, oh, well, you know what? YouTube is no longer available in Texas. We're done with it. No, that's those law claims that they can't do that, even though they very clearly can.
We're entitled to your shit and we can do whatever we want and say whatever we want on your shit.
Right.
It's fucking stupid. They're trying to use Section 230, but it's like they can't without calling them internet providers or interactive computer services. Like, every... I don't know. I don't fucking know.
It's petulant feet kicking. It's going to get shot the fuck down.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, because we have Supreme Court packed with legislative
geriatrics and Yes, a bunch of old people who don't know what the internet is,
and
along
zealots.
With a bunch of zealots. Yeah, it's a very bad combination. Again, yeah. Our system is broken.
It's broken.
Yeah, that's just like the theme of the night, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't even know. Like, please come into our Discord, click on this link, read this article, tell us what you think about it, because I don't know, it's fucking dumb, and I want to hear your opinions on what this might mean for future of some of these websites, and I don't know what the fuck is happening in Texas. If you're from Texas, let us know what the fuck is happening in Texas, because that's some shit. All right, let's move on. We only got a little bit of time left. I don't know how long have we been going. Yeah, we got a little bit of time left. This is something that Spencer wanted to bring up last week, but we ran out of time. Let's bring it up this week. PlayStation says first-party games would deteriorate, quote-unquote, deteriorate, if they launch them onto PS Plus on day one. Something that Microsoft has been doing with their first-party games on Game Pass since they started Game Pass. And it, according to them, it works. And not only does it work, it fucking works.
Did they elaborate on the logic behind this statement at all? Or are they just going to like put it out there and expect people to go, oh, okay.
So he says, I will refrain from making comments on the competitor's strategy. Our current thinking is to have development costs and appropriate R&D investment for quality products. And that will improve the platform and also improve the business in the long run. AAA titles on PS5, if we distribute that on the subscription service, we may need to shrink investment needed for that, and it would deteriorate the first-party quality, and that is our concern. So he's saying that if they do this, they won't be able to put as many resources into actually making the game, and you're going to get a shittier game because of it.
So I went back and read this again and gave myself the week to think about it, and I'm starting to kind of understand what it is he's saying without actually saying it. The fact of the matter is that while Sony is the number one as far as the big three game companies, when it comes to gaming, they are. But when it comes to being a company, Microsoft is vastly larger and superior to Sony when it comes to money that they can shovel wherever they want.
Okay.
Like, the amount of, if you look up, like, look at the market cap between the two companies, and it's insane how much bigger Microsoft is as a company.
Right. Yeah.
So what he's trying to say is that Sony simply does not have, you know,
the same
amount of cushion. Money to throw around.
Right.
Whereas Microsoft can shovel as much profit from Azure and hardware and Windows and Office sales into gaming to build it in the way they want to. You know, they can take a hit up front while they build their service, whereas Sony doesn't have the leeway. Okay. Is what I'm starting to think is what he means.
All right. Then, I don't know, come right out and say it. Don't try and, like, put it off as, like, well, we're doing this for you.
Yeah, I mean, if he did that, then their stock would take a hit and he'd get fired. So, that's what it's always about, right?
Yeah, I guess that is it. Because
you have to think of the shareholders, Keith.
Our system is broken.
System is down.
All right, let's move on. We got a moment. We got a bit of a moment, right? There's some magic stuff happening. Let's talk about some magic with David.
There's some new magic. There's lots of new magic this week. And I missed all of it. There's just a huge scoop of Baldur's Gate Commander Legends spoilers. But I think I'm most excited for the Warhammer 40K stuff that dropped this week. Let me get to that. We've got Abaddon the Despoiler. 2 blue, black, red for a 5/5 legendary Astartes warrior with trample and mark of Jesus Christ. I can't see it. It's too small. Mark of Chaos Ascendant. During your turn, spells that you cast from your hand with mana value X or less have cascade, where X is the total amount of life your opponents have lost this turn. That's kind of nasty.
Yeah.
That's really good. Let me pull up the next card here because I had to click into that dude. Oh my god. My computer's derping out. Where are you? I'm lost.
Oh.
Spencer, help me.
I got nothing. What site do you use?
Damn it. Go away. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wait, I'm working on it.
It's gone.
Shush.
It's gone.
Shush your mouth.
Shush my... Am I shushing?
I'm going to just... all right, I'm here. I'm just going to find a card that sounds fun and read it for you. Is that okay?
Okay.
That's okay.
As long as it's the 40K. That's what I'm reading first, bro.
Wait, 40K?
Yeah.
I was on Baldur's Gate.
Were you listening to me at all?
No, I was looking at Baldur's Gate spoilers.
All right, I'm back to my spot. All right, next 40K spoiler. Blood for the Blood God. 8 black red for an instant. This spell costs 1 less to cast for each creature that died this turn. And you discard your hand, then draw 8 cards. Blood for the Blood God deals 8 damage to each opponent. Exile Blood for the Blood God.
That's quite the card.
It's a very expensive card. We get a reprint of Fabricate. And we got Vanguard Suppressors. 3 and a blue. For a 3/2 Astartes Warrior with Squad 2. As an additional cost to cast this spell, you may pay 2 any number of times. When this creature enters the battlefield, create that many tokens that are copies of it. Gross. Has flying and suppressing fire. Whenever Vanguard Suppressor deals combat damage to a player, draw a card. That's a good one.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool.
Anyway, there's definitely more 40K stuff that's going to be coming out. But that was all I saw for that this week. I'm kind of excited for the 40K stuff. On to the Baldur's Gate. We've got Tasha the Witch Queen. Whenever she's a planeswalker, 3 blue black for starting loyalty 4. Whenever you cast a spell you don't own, create a 3/3 black demon creature token. She's got a +1 loyalty. Draw a card for each opponent, exile up to 1 target instant or sorcery card from that player's graveyard, and put a page counter on it. And then she's got a -3. You may cast a spell from among cards in exile with page counters on them without paying its mana cost.
That's cool.
Yeah. And this one is a little bit more special because... we've got a classic returning artist for the alt art on this card. Brom's coming back. He hasn't done art since the original Mirrodin cycle. So
that's fucking cool.
And I mean, looking back through his catalog, there's a lot of these cards that are pretty magic iconic and great cards in here. Majita the Lion was a Brom card.
Majita, I love that Majita art.
Yeah, so I'm really happy to see this artist return to Magic.
Very cool.
Let's see. Up next, we got Baldur's Gate, legendary land, and it's a gate. You can tap it for colorless mana, or you can pay 2 and tap it and add X mana of any one color, where X is the number of other gates you control. We've got John Irenicus, Shattered One. 2 blue black for a 3/3 legendary elf wizard. At the beginning of your end step, target opponent gains control of up to 1 target creature you control. Put 2 +1/+1 counters on it and tap it. It's goaded for the rest of the game and gains this creature can't be sacrificed. And as a refresher, goaded is it attacks each combat if able and attacks a player other than you if able. And
Goat
whenever
is a fun mechanic. I'm glad to see that come back for Commander.
Yeah. Whenever a creature you own but don't control attacks, you draw a card.
Dig that too.
That's yeah. pretty fun. Up next, we got Corlessa, Scale Singer. She costs a green and a blue for a 1/4 legendary dragon bard. You may look at the top card of your library anytime, and you may cast dragon spells from the top of your library.
Gross.
That's rude.
Yeah. That's gross. Pretty gross.
I like that.
And then last one up, I really enjoyed this one. Because I've heard of player controlled bear characters. We've heard this story many times. We've got Wilson, Refined Grizzly. 1 in a green for a 2/2 legendary bear warrior. This spell can't be countered, has vigilance, reach, trample, ward 2. And when it enters, you choose a background, which are a slew of, looks like enchantments that describe character backgrounds, like from D&D. Like, let me see if I can find one here. I scrolled past one not too long ago. Dang. Nope. Can't find it. Criminal Past. 2 in a black for a legendary enchantment background. Commander creatures you own have menace, and this creature gets +X/+0, where X is the number of creature cards in your graveyard.
That's a fun one. Did you see? There's one called, I just came across one called Cultist of the Absolute. It's a single black legendary enchantment background. Commander creatures you own get +3/+3, have flying, death touch, ward, pay 3 life, and at the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice a creature.
God damn.
That's quite the backgrounds.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool ones.
This is interesting. I like these D&D sets. It's like Wizard. It's like Magic has kind of come full circle, you know, kind of originally being this companion game to D&D back in the day. And now they've just met back up. I love it.
Yeah, so, it works. It works really well.
Go check out all of the Baldur's Gate spoilers. We like Mythic spoiler here on this podcast. So go check them out. Nice and easy to navigate. And I'm all tapped out.
Nice, nice. Well, let's move on to some news with Spencer. News. What we got over there, Spencer? We got a few news. Minutes left.
All right, sure. Let's get into it a little bit. A couple of little things, I suppose. Let's talk Game Pass. Game Pass. What's coming to Game Pass soon? Jurassic World Evolution 2. Going to be today. A Game Pass game. It just came out, right?
Yeah.
It is out. Yep.
Nice. I saw it when I pulled up Xbox today.
Is that like the park builder?
Yeah.
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 The new one. Pretty cool. The first one was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I'm pretty stoked for this new one. What else here? Farming Simulator 2022.
Get your farm on.
Yeah.
There's a pretty cool game, a little indie game called Floppy Nights that I watched the trailer for. It looks like a decent little time sink. And Sniper Elite 5.
All right. That was a day one drop, wasn't it?
I think so. Or it will be, May 26th.
Yeah.
As well as Pac-Man Museum Plus, May 27th.
No.
What else? What else is newsworthy? There's a new trailer for Mario Strikers.
Ooh.
I'll link it in the 3G 1UP channel because it looks pretty cool. Highlights a bunch of new features, mechanics and stuff. I'm pretty stoked for this game.
I just hope it has the replayability. That's been the sports downfall as of late, the Mario sports.
I mean, like, I was never super into Mario Tennis, but this one looks pretty great.
Yeah.
So probably gonna pick this up.
Yeah, I probably will too.
The full list of games that are gonna be available day one on the new PlayStation Plus premium or extra or whatever the fuck they call it has actually been released now. So I don't know if you guys saw this list. but it's got a lot of decent games on it. It's not enough. I'm still pretty pissed off at their lack of what we talked about earlier, the first party titles getting day one drops, but there's it. I don't know. I think it might be worth it. I can't decide. Yeah, I probably won't because I'm already paying for Game Pass.
Yeah, I get that. But they're capturing some like Rockstar stuff. They're going to have Red Dead on there and stuff like that. So
Spider-Man,
they're trying to make it worth it.
Yeah, it does have all like most of the first party titles that have been out for more than, you know, a year or two.
Yeah, it's just like not the Demon brand Souls new stuff.
And God of War, Ghost of Tsushima, all this, like David said, Rise Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Zero Dawn, but not Forbidden West.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's the biggest thing is what it is. It's probably not good enough for me to subscribe.
Yeah. They're just boasting these like exclusive titles that they have coming out in the near future, Ragnarok and some of these other really big games. And it's just a bummer that they're not going to see day one PS whatever drops like that. That would sell it for so many people.
Right. Because like if they were, I might actually think about subscribing. Whereas now I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll wait until they're $20 2.5 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But the list is good, but is it good enough? That's the question. They are also going to have a bunch of classic Ubisoft games available, which is something. Like, it's not even just classic, but like Valhalla is going to be on there. A bunch of the Far Cry games, both South Park games. A decent amount of good Ubisoft games are going to be available on the PlayStation service for free, which is, I guess, something too.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't have any more news. That's the way the news goes.
All right. Well, that's our show for you tonight. Thank you very much for listening in. Again, join our Discord. You can find that information in the show description. Come chat with us. Tell us what you're gaming on, what you're thinking about, some of the new tech stuff happening. Go to our website, 3guys1up.com. While you're there, you can click on the mushroom link. It'll take you to our Patreon page. Give us $5 a month. We'll keep making podcasts. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all that jazz. And with that, we'll see all y'all next week. Thanks for hanging out. Adios.